Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 27th and the final nakshatra of Revati, which falls between 16 degrees, 40 minutes of Pisces, going on to 30 degrees of Pisces. This is the graduation of Mercury. We started in Mercury with Ashlesha, which finished the first 9 nakshatras, moving on to Jyeshtha, which finished the second 9 nakshatras, and finally into Revati. So you might say this is a graduation of Mercury where it meets Jupiter. This is where intellect really understands that life is all about giving, all about service, all about giving to the rest of them. Your energy is supposed to be spent here with the rest of the community, with Earth itself. Being in Pisces, all about giving, all about faith, all about trust in the unknown. So Revati, talents being creativity, nurturing and spirituality. You'll find nothing materialistic much here. Abilities being creating, nurturing and connecting spiritually. Their ambition is to create, nurture, connect spiritually. And if you remember the life lesson of Revati, just to digress there, is finding, nurturing and love with true companions for self in order to feed true caring for others. Let me repeat that. Finding, nurturing and love with true companions, not fake ones, means finding the right kind of companionship is necessary for Pisces, for Revati, in order to feed true caring for others. Revati is here to feed true caring for others, but if they don't have the correct partners, that mission will not be accomplished. So fulfillment in art, fulfillment in healing professions and spirituality comes as a career path for them. Their strengths include nurturing, empathetic and creative. Their weaknesses are overindulgence, emotional dependency and sensitivity to criticism. Highly sensitive to criticism, because this is a water sign, emotional body. And both Mercury and Jupiter are there involved here somehow. Opportunities are they are good in creative roles, healthcare and social services, Pisces. Healthcare, water sign, emotional body, Pisces. I'm just tying in keywords here. Threats are risk of overindulgence, conflicts from emotional dependency, especially not with true companions, with fake ones. Getting into bad relationships is really bad for Revati, which could result in emotional burnout. Keywords in career being artist, musician, creative professions, art career and music industry. So these are the musicians of our world. These are the people who paint. These are the people who are into musical instruments of different kinds. This and maybe even Dhanishta. Other career paths include healing profession, counseling, counselor, therapists, psychiatric, psychologists, emotional healing, holistic health, just like the previous one, because both are in Pisces. They could also become writers, poets. They could have a literary career, engage in creative writing and authorship of different kinds. So basically writing skills. Guess where that comes from? It's a Mercury Nakshatra. Best working relationships Revati will have is with Uttara Bhadrapada. Enhances healing and nurturing support with wisdom and depth. With Punarvasu, the first nakshatra of Jupiter provides emotional intelligence and adaptability in creative and social circles. Rohini nakshatra, which is the moon nakshatra, which gives resources, complements nurturing and creativity with harmony and beauty. It teaches the value of moon here. It's necessary because this is an emotional body here. Now let us get into discussion of Enneagrams and the MBTI types, which closely match with the career paths and the career inclinations, talents and abilities of Revati Nakshatra. If you don't know what these are, if you don't know what your Enneagram type is or your MBTI type is, I have made another playlist where I give video descriptions and I made free Excel worksheet downloads for you with links in the description box. Take those, get back here and watch again. Now let's get into the Enneagram types. Now let's start considering the Enneagram type to begin with. First one being Enneagram type 2, the helper. Obviously they can be helping because it falls in Pisces and it's Revati Nakshatra. They can be generous, demonstrative, people pleasing and possessive. Their basic motivation being needed and appreciated and forming close relationships. Centers of intelligence being the heart and emotional realness. They are about moving towards people. Therefore, their careers would be more like healing profession, counselor, therapist, emotional healers, holistic healers of kinds. Yes, because they are moving towards people and they want to get very real emotionally speaking. They are the helpers. So if you are the type 2 Enneagram and your nakshatra is dominant in Revati in D in 10th chart, in ascendant, or lord of the 10th house in ascendant in D1 chart, this could be a dominant career path for you. Next one is type 4, the individualist, expressive, dramatic and self-absorbed and temperamental. Their basic fear is having no identity or no personal significance. Their desire is to find themselves and their significance. So this will be more in the line of artist, musician, creative expression, art career, music industry, because they want to express themselves. Their motivation is expressing individuality. An artist does it through music, isn't it? An artist does it through music, any kind of creativity, avoiding the mundane, seeking depth and authenticity. Okay, moving away from people, therefore it is more focusing on the artwork. Artwork is basically things, conveying a message, emotionally speaking, via music, via art, creative expression. That would be Enneagram type 4 with Revati dominant in their chart. Last one, Enneagram type 9, the peacemaker. Receptive, reassuring, complacent and resigned. Their basic desire is to have inner stability and peace of mind, avoiding conflict and tension, seeking harmony and comfort. Centers of intelligence is the body and moving away from people. Therefore, they will be good at writing. Okay. They could be good at poetry, literary career, literature, creative writing and authorship. They would also be good in the counseling fields also. Now let's consider the MBTI types. The MBTI types all are I, obviously, because they are introverts, the first letter being I. The first one is INFP. So the INFP is a mediator, poetic, kind, altruistic, always eager to help a good cause, idealistic, empathetic, open-minded and reserved. They often spend time reflecting, writing or engaging in artistic pursuits. Straight away we have the artist, the musician and creative profession. Also writer, poet, literary career, creative writing and so on. Both are involved here, right? They often work in arts, counseling and non-profit. Hey, you got counselor also there. So INFP has a rich array of common qualities with Revati Nakshatra. Okay. Next one on our MBTI list is INFJ, which is compatible with Revati Nakshatra, the advocate. They are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. They are insightful, altruistic, creative and sensitive. Often spend time reflecting and helping others. In work, they excel in roles that align with their values and allow them to help others, such as counseling, education and social work. Counseling falls here, therefore healing profession, counselors, psychotherapists, emotional healers. Emotion is more like it. They are not so much on a mental level as much as the emotional level being in the water sign. The last one is ISFP, the adventurer. The adventurers are flexible, charming artists, always ready to explore and experience something new. Therefore, artists, writers, poets, literature career, artists, musicians, creative profession. ISFPs are sensitive and artistic. They enjoy exploring new life experiences and expressing themselves creatively. They excel in roles that allow for creativity and personal expression. Common fields include arts, there you are, design and healthcare. So healing profession and art falls dominantly. So ISFP, if you are an ISFP and have Revati Nakshatra, consider these kinds of careers. Consider what Revati means. Look at other videos I have made on this channel regarding Revati Nakshatra. Explore it more. If you explore these things more, you will understand it that much more. All right. I will end this series with a goodbye. Thank you. And I will see you in next when I choose to create some other bridges between astrology and psychology. Take care. Be safe.